Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We welcome you to our room again, and apparently there is only our own people here, which is okay, so we can have this as a regular way that we do during the week, and as the people come in, of course, we carry it out and finish it in the mission. If there is any questions you guys have yourselves for me, you can go ahead and bring it up, and if you don't, then we go ahead with the regular way of doing this room. We're going to talk about different aspects of the mission, and hopefully we get some people to understand the mission and the teaching in a greater degree, and eventually all of us realize what all this teaching is all about. And the teaching, you know all what it is about, and so I don't have to go to explain it to you what it is, but if anybody needs more explanation about it, you can go ahead and ask about it. And maybe we can have a business meeting instead of the conversation and talk about what's the business of the mission going on out there. And either way is fine. We can just have a different conversation with each other and see what is going to inspire in today's session. If you don't have any question, then you can just go ahead and talk about different things in the mission. First of all, look at, see who loves God among you. Do you love God a lot? Oh, good. Okay. That's good. Great. I love God too. And if we love God with all our heart, mind, and spirit, then we will see that we are free from a lot of problems in the life. And the ego is not going to come in, because God is first, and we will... Alright. Let's see, let me fix that here first. And, okay, that's good. Alright, yeah, we are talking about loving God with all our heart and mind and spirit, and how that will help us not to get in the tricks and traps of the ego. And it will free us from a lot of problems that we can see so many people having, because they don't want to love God with all their heart and mind and spirit, and therefore their ego comes in, and it makes them not to follow God's will and God's way. And how much they human likes to have opinions and ideas and thinking that they know. And that's amazing when you think about it, you know. That is one trend in human, that they love to have their own ideas. That's great. And that's one of the problems probably we are facing in this mission, and God has been trying to make human to have their ideas the same as God's idea for the last 12,000 years. And maybe even later, you know, longer than that. And so we can look at it and say, it is really a big problem. At the same time, we lack individuality, and people have to be individuals. But when they become individual, they have their own ideas. Now, how can we make human ideas the same as God's idea? What did God say in every situation? And when we are having such a hard time to make humans to think like God, instead of thinking like what they have their own opinions and ideas. And somebody said, might say, no, you are trying to make us to think like you. It is your big ego that is in the way. But if we look at what we are teaching here, it is similar as what's in the scriptures. We don't say anything that is not scriptural. So we can see that that is not true, but we are trying to make human to become like God. So, now the question is, how can we make them to feel like God more instead of having their own ideas? And that happened from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, didn't it? God said, you should not do this thing, and they said, no, we want to do it. And that is all, still we have the same problem here in the mission. How can we overcome that? By loving God with all our hearts and mind and beings. If we love God more than we love ourselves, then whose opinion are we going to seek? Ourselves or God? So it sounds like again the way of bhakti or devotion is the fastest way to get to God. If you love your God with all your heart, mind and spirit. And how can we make people love God with all their heart, mind and spirit? They love a lot of other things more than they love God. They love their culture, they love their football, they love their soccer, they love their television, family, wife, husband, child. Lot of number one before the number one. And how can we make all these people love God with all their heart, mind and spirit? Or can we? Can we make them? Can we make them? How? You mean force them? Put the gun in their head and said, you shall love God with all your heart, mind and spirit? Is that what you mean? Or God makes them put the fear in their heart. Actually, they do. If God put the fear in their heart, they do love God and suddenly say, oh God, help me, help me. Just remember, 6 months ago, there was a bumper sticker all over the cars, in God we trust, God bless us, please, and all that. Now, 6 months later, those bumper stickers are not there anymore. I'm talking about after 9/11. They got pretty upset with what happened in 9/11. Everybody became very godly and remembered God. And now it's gone. Yes, God can make them. But this is the best way to do it. To make man to love God with their heart. I think as they see communities of light in action, they will want to become that way. Alright, we are trying to create communities of light here in Oreo Rancho, and how many people are in communities of light and trying to become one with God and love God with their heart instead of love, their possession or worldly things or, their ego and all that. How many are there that are trying to create communities of light? You have to get people to get some terms of light. And are we having communities of light? Are the people are willing to do that? To come and love God with all their heart, mind and spirit. Again, the thing is, in order to create terms of light, we have to get to that point to love God with all our heart, mind and spirit. So that just sitting here, community of light form. Will the cooks the rice? It doesn't, does it? And also we have, experimented with so many different, individuals and ways, and still we end up, not families of blood not forming. So we can see that we are having a problem here. It is not a problem, but that the solution is, can we make man to think of God and love God with all their heart and mind and spirit, instead of having their own ways and wants and desires, instead of creating communities of light? And of course, everybody is practicing, but you can see the same problem. We have the same problem God had in the Garden of Eden. He told Adam and Eve that your happiness and oneness is to follow the rules and the regulation God created, and it didn't happen. Now we are doing the same thing here. The solution is to get the people to love God with all their heart. And sounds like it's a hard thing to do, doesn't it? Well, pioneers always have the hardest time. That's true. That's very true. The first pioneers in any situation, they're going to have a hard time, of course, because they are swimming against the flow. And swimming against the currents is harder than just, lying on the current and say, okay, take me wherever you want. And it will take you, and it's easier, of course, if you completely trust the current, sometimes it smash you to a stone or a rock or something in the middle of the river, and you get all bruised up. The flow in the world right now is not very flowful. Flowful. That is true. That is true. We can see the whole world actually, they have their own ideas and opinions, and they're pulling the society in different directions, and actually many direction is not godly direction at all. So what are we gonna do? What is the solution? What is the way? We want to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have the same problem that God had in the Garden of Eden. Now, can we make everybody love God with all their heart, mind, and spirit? God had a hard time. We are having a hard time. What is the solution? Well, that's the question I'm asking all of you. What is the solution? How can we make man to love God with all their heart, mind, and spirit? Is it possible at all? Or maybe it is not possible. If it is not possible, then what is the answer to it? Think about it. See, what do you guys think? What do you think the answer is? How can maybe make man to love God with all their heart, mind, and spirit? You always say we can work on none but ourselves, I see. Only by setting an example within ourselves, this message and door are changing people. It is a slow process, but they are beginning to hear. Okay. So what you are saying is that we can change people to love God with all their heart. And it's a slow process. How slow is it? How long does it take? One lifetime? 12 years? 7 years? 20 years? Each person is different. Some people never get it. How long will it take? All of the above? Alright. Eternal process? Alright. Okay, well, more effort in our communities, workshop in different aspects of the eternal divine path, more grassroots efforts. Okay, go ahead, Shirin.
Okay, I'll go ahead and just jump into this and see where it goes. One thing, there's a verse in commentaries on St. Matthew that says when Christ was teaching and was going back and forth with the Pharisees and scribes, a word jumped out at me. He said, Christ spoke with authority. And that's been a word that I've been looking at all week. What is authority? And I think we each think, oh, this person's in charge or that person's in charge or we have this certain amount of authority or whatever. But if we really go back, it says Christ, because he spoke the truth. And as long as we as separate illusions of our separateness, we think we have the truth and we think then we have our own authority. And it's just not true, because the only authority can come from God. But we're fighting with God over that authority. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, okay. Well, you can put it that way. Either opinion, why people have opinion. It says, I think this should be this way. It means I really want to have the authority to tell other people what to do. You know, I want to, this is my opinion, it is my idea, it's a good idea, I've come to this end and conclusion that, but people are red dotted when they come in. Somebody, just a second, let's put the administrative, okay, somebody put red dotted people, okay, maybe, alright. Oh, I see. Okay, you guys don't see the red dot. I see the red dot here in my screen. Anybody else see? No people? Yes, I see red dot. Okay. Alright, so we can see the... Oh, wait. Okay. So we can see that the opinion or ideas and authority have the same meaning. You put it in the word of authority, but really, alright, great, so it's okay. I have read that, it's okay. Good. So we didn't mean to read that, you guys, when you came in. I think it's some setting was there that was supposed to be there. Everybody are welcome to this room, and we are talking about the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path, a new revelation from God that has unified all religions of the world. We recommend everybody go to our website and read our teachings and look at everything we say, and then if you have any questions, come here and let us talk about them, or if you want to talk to see where your understanding and religion falls into new teaching. And no, we are different people in different places. We are all blue because, you know, we paid for the PAL dog, that's why we are blue. And so, answer your question, Shirin, is that actually that is why we have opinions, probably, and we are so attached to them because we have thought about them, we came to this conclusion that what we believe is the correct way, and therefore when we tell people my idea or opinion is that, or I believe in this, really we are saying that I want you to believe the way I believe, and we are very attached to it. So, but if you talking about the Word of God, that's why Christ had authority, because when he said something, it was in his opinion or idea. He didn't sit and thought about them and came up himself. But he was saying which was the word of God and was the truth. And therefore, other people also saw that, the truth and the strength and power in it, and they saw that what he says makes sense and they wanted also to follow what he said, because it was from God, and it was not a personal opinion, but it had come from much higher energy and level, and therefore it was had the authority. It wanted few, if the people wanted to follow what he said, and that authority, as you of course said, it come from God himself, not from the person. If I have given satsang abroad this religion as my own idea, you guys wouldn't like it, you wouldn't love it the way a lot of you do, because it has come from a greater authority, and therefore it gives you, you know, the feeling that yes, this is the truth and I want to follow. So, but in the world there's a lot of opinions and ideas, and everybody has their own opinion, but that their opinion is not the same as God's word and understanding, and therefore they don't have authority. They like to have authority because they like their ideas being accepted, loved and followed, but they don't. And that is why it makes them frustrated, because they feel they're alone, they're lonely, they're alone. Nobody listens. Have you ever heard said, nobody listens to me, or nobody listens to my ideas, or nobody listens? Why? Because what you have is not the same as God, doesn't have the authority. And if it doesn't have the authority, of course, nobody will listen, and you feel lonely and left out and all that, and therefore you don't have the authority. The authority is the ability to make other people see, you know, what you say is the truth, and therefore they have the ability to work with them and make their life also become more godly. But most humans don't want that. You know, that's the problem we have had from the very beginning. And that is why God sends the prophets to bring the word of God to humans which has the authority and those who are ready to see it. So, the question was, or brought up, that in order to overcome the ego, you should love God with all your heart, mind and spirit. If you do that, ego dissolves itself right away. Okay, because your ego can come in. God is filled up, fills you up. So we can see that it didn't happen in the Garden of Eden. It didn't happen in history. It's not happening now. Even we are having a hard time to make people love God with all their heart. But the question is, how can we do that? How can we make people love God with all their heart, mind, and spirit, forget about their ideas, opinions, and understanding, and come to terms with God and His way and His word and His understanding and follow it instead of keeping our own ideas or opinions and create separation that we have among us and among everybody else? That is the question, and Shirin came up and talked about the authority. Christ had authority, and how, and what authority means. And we were explaining that authority is when your words have the power of the higher level, and therefore it is heard, accepted, and followed. And therefore that brings that authority to human, or to people. And if we also become one with God, with our teaching, you become an authority in the mission and the word of God. You can tell people, look, there is one religion. God said He's going to send seven seals, seven religions, and He will eventually unify them together. That is authority. Because that is the truth. And that is exactly what God said He's going to do. And He did them. And now we can see God send this revelation and telling humanity, I send all those religions, now you are following. Why those words of the prophets became religion? Because they had authority. They had the power of higher level, and therefore this created a religion. Now God says, yes, they had authority, but the authority was only a part of the greater authority, which is the eternal divine path, which is the unification of all religions together as we have them in the mission. So we can see that, again, this teaching has come, and it does have authority. Not only does it have authority, it has the authority over all other, you know, revelation and authorities, and now we are asking human come and look at this, and whoever, of course, teach this teaching, they also have authority if they truly empty their cup and let this teaching come through them. You know, I attracted so many people, and each of you can attract so many other people, and they can attract so many, and pretty soon we can see everybody on earth is talking about the eternal divine path. The seventh seal, the revelations came from God, that all the religion is a part of a greater truth. And therefore, as more people realize this thing, of course, it become the flow of the world. Instead of we fighting it, or we try to just cope up with it, we then become the people who will flow in the flow of the world, which is eternally one path, and life become easier. But the question still remains, how can we make people to love God with all their heart, mind, and spirit, and can we? God wasn't able to do it in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve didn't listen to him. God told them, love your God with all your heart and mind and spirit, and don't do those things I tell you not to. They did not listen. Now they are saying the same thing. And the other prophets also came and said the same thing for the last 12,000 years. So is the conclusion is that some people are never going to listen? So why did God put all these religions on earth if he was going to send the seventh seal, etc.? Because he was sending, why now? Okay, because he was sending each of these, okay, let's go back before the 12,000 years. Before the 12,000 years, the eternal divine path was known by man. But because they loved the world more than God, they failed. And it also goes very well with the belief of the Hindu religion that there is a 12,000 periods of the Golden Age, Silver Age, Bronze Age, and Kali. And after the Bronze Age, there's the 12,000 years of Kali, or darkness, come. And after 12,000 years, the Golden Age again come to earth. So, according to that belief, there's a 12,000 years of, there is different groups. Some people say 10,000 years, some people say 12,000 years, some people even say 36,000 years. So, let's get to that small little thing. But there's a period of time that this thing happens. So if you believe that the Kali Age started 12,000 years ago, this is the time. Even that goes very well with the belief in the belief in the Hindu religion. This is the time. The 12,000 years is up. It's the time for coming of the Golden Age. Therefore, in the last 12,000 years, God was sending each part of the eternal divine path as a religion to humanity. The first teaching came after the flood of Noah. It was the teaching of the mystical path, and eventually it ended up as the Vedas in Hindu religion, and they start following that. You have to know yourself. You know, Atman and Atman are one. So you and God are the same. Khud and Khuda is the same thing, you know. It is you and God have the same quality, and both of are the essence. So that came as Vedas and the religions of Hinduism, and eventually Buddhism also tried to purify Hinduism, and it became a religion by itself. It wasn't supposed to become a religion. It came as purifying the Hinduism because, you know, the Brahmins had become so powerful. The religions of Hinduism, instead of being a joy, it became a series of rituals and unclean, you know, people and untouchables and different levels of, you know, human hierarchy that they created. And the Brahmins become so powerful that everybody was afraid of them. And Buddha said, you know, I said, just throw all the gods out. You know, just forget about gods and all these rituals and things you have created. Know thyself and reach Nirvana, or oneness with God. So he came to purify the Hinduism, but of course it became Buddhism by itself. But after that, the next step was, okay, in the Buddhism and the mystical passage, don't worry about anything else. This world is, you know, illusion, and just believe in God and eventually become a drop and follow into the ocean and or reach Nirvana. So I said, no. You also have to bring communities to the picture. That's why he sent the Old Testament. He chose Abraham and told him to start the children of Israel and also the Ishmaelites, or children of Ishmael. But in the Old Testament, of course, he concentrated solely on the children of Israel, and in that revelation, God shows very clearly he wants a community. Buddhists don't believe in God. They believe they are God or something. There are branches in the reason for that is, as I said, Buddha was so fed up with all the Hindus' gods that everybody had different gods and they worshipped them and they were ritualing and they were spending so much time and energy in pleasing God that the people stopped knowing themselves and becoming one with God. That is why he came and said, just forget about those gods. Know thyself, you know, meditate, you know, follow the, you know, the eightfold path of purification to reach Nirvana. And later some Buddhists said, well, he said there is no God. He never said that. He just said, just forget about those gods and go to your essence, which is God. And that's what they think they are, God. And there are branches in Hinduism, in Buddhism, actually do believe there is God, but there are, most of Buddhists have reached to this conclusion that Buddha said there is no God. But he never said that, and that is another dogma, just like all the dogmas in our religion, they have come up with this idea that really wasn't the word of the founder, it is the word of the disciples, or those who have thought they are doing good things for the religion and went to extreme, and what he said was twisted to something is he never said. He never said there is no God, and there are branches even now in Buddhism, they do believe in God. But the essence of those teaching all were to know thyself. Even in Hinduism, say Atman, and Atman is the same. If we believe that, then we know that our essence of God is the same. And that is the essence of all the mystical path. Or in Persia, in the language, Khud means individual, and Khuda come from the same root. They're the same. Khud, if you know Khud, you know Khuda. If you know yourself, you know God. Quality, yes. Us and God. What do you mean by that, Govinda? But not the same. No, is it the same? Oh yeah, well, if you're talking about God as the creator, he didn't create the universe. That is true, we are not the same. But we have this, exactly, we have the same quality of God. The quality of God is compassion, love, understanding, depth, you know, unity, seeing everything is God. in that essence, we have the quality of God to manifest through ourselves. That's why it is funny some people say, I am God, but their life is, you know, completely messed up. They have no love and compassion. They don't understand that God is everything. They are full of impurities, but at the same time, because they heard that God is everything, they say, no, I am God. And that is when you start thinking, how can you be God if you still have so much problem in life and in your understanding of God? Raise your hand if you want, okay? Yes, what did you think I meant? Well, it just didn't make sense, you know, it was too short of a sentence, it didn't sound like a, you know, what you were trying to say. So I was wondering what you meant, but after you explain it, yes, that is true. We have the quality of God, and we can manifest the quality of God. That is when you become God. That is what, yes, your essence is God, but your essence also is impure. If your essence is impure, therefore you cannot say, I am God. You can say, I can have the quality of God, I can progress and become a part of God, but that's okay, don't worry about it. That's a big deal. And therefore you purify yourself and eventually you manifest those qualities, therefore you become one. But how many people are manifesting those qualities? How many people are compassionate, love, know that God is everything? So apparently nobody answers that question. The question still is, you know, how can we make the whole world love God with all their heart and mind and spirit? Apparently we can't. That is why the last 12,000 years this revelation has been sending to humanity. And now it is the conclusion of this revelation. And after 2,000 years, now God says, you elects come and join this revelation and let's bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And a lot of people are not going to make it because they are so stubborn in loving their own opinion and ideas instead of loving God with all their heart and His words with all their heart, mind, and become like a sponge and soak this new revelation and say, yes, I want just nothing else but God in my life and in my being. And therefore, you can see, we are looking for this less. They love people more, dog. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Their dogs and friends are more important, just, you know, that is all our obstacle. If you cannot love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, that doesn't mean you don't love your dog or you don't like your pet. You love your pet because it's a part of God. You know, you don't just love your pet because for the pet's sake. Is it pet's sake? I see. Pet's sake. But you love your pet because it's a part of God. That was a joke. It was a pet's sake, or it was a pet's sake. So we can see that you love your pet because it's a part of God. You see the essence of God in that pet also, because God is everything. I know it's for pet's sake. It was a joke for pet's sake. So we can see that we have to forgo all those things that pull us away from realizing God and forgetting what we know, but what God has said. If you love with the knowledge, yes, you can love with the knowledge also. If then it becomes a jnana yoga, it becomes knowing God through knowledge. It is harder than bhakti, because in the way of loving God with all your heart, mind, and spirit, if you really can do it, not everybody can do that. That is a very hard thing, to love God with all your mind and heart. If you really have to go to the limb in order to completely become a bhakti yogi, because you have to just forget about everything else. I mean, love people with knowledge that you are part of God. Yeah, exactly. You have to love your partner, your wife, your children. You have to love your family. You have to love people, your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But recognize they are a part of God. That is why you love them. Not because you love them for themselves, but you love them because they are a part of God. You love God in them. And you try to make them also become godly. You don't love them for themselves, because the moment you love them for themselves, then they are obstacle in your way to God. They become people in your way to God, because then you love them and you don't love God in them. If you love God in them, then you love them as God loves them, and you try to help them, to guide them, to talk to them, to see them, you know, how pretty they are. I'm not very clever. God is the most clever, and when He comes through, He is the most clever being in the universe, and it's the truth. If we teach humanity to see God in everything and everywhere and everyone, and they overcome this attachment by seeing God in everything, therefore they will love God with all their hearts and mind and spirit, don't they? If they can see God in everything, they see in their family, they see in their husband, wife, and therefore we continue living the way we are living now, but we can bring God in every aspect in our life, because then God is always there. No matter what we do, no matter what we dance with God all the time, because we realize that's what we love about the people. I don't love my wife because she's my wife and all that. I love her because God within her is what I should love. I don't like my child because it's my child. I love him or her because they are a part of God. And they should just do the same thing. They love me not because I am a person and they're attached to, but because God within me. And they would love that God within me, and we will dance together in God's universe and the music of the Krishna, which is the flute of the universe. And we will have, if everybody can think like that, if everybody can meditate, if you can teach the kids and children in our schools, you know, to start thinking like that. From pointedness, the state of perfect concentration toward the goal of life. Exactly. The goal of the life is to be come divine. Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. Om Nam Kevalam. God is everything. If we just understand that mantra, if we meditate in Hari Om Shri Hang and realize the depth of it, you will receive salvation. You will reach God. The goal of the life is to become divine. Sanskrit. Yeah, it is Sanskrit. Right. Hari Om means the respectful Om, the original sound in the universe. Om Nam Hari Om Shri Hang. Shri again, respectful high energy of Hang. Hang is the sound, the essence of the sound in the Kundalini. Hari means God, Vishnu. Yeah. So Hang, If you meditate on Hang, any time you say Hang, you really hitting the Kundalini to wake up. So Hari Om, that God, which is really doesn't have any name, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It's fine, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Sherry Hung is the essence of man. Aryom Sherry Hung is the essence of man. Or the goal of the life is to become divine, to become God. Om Nam, that essence, Kabbalah, is everything. If we realize that, if we realize our essence is and God are one and God is everything, then we can always see God is in every aspect in our life, in other people we deal. And of course, if the people become an obstacle in our way to God, what are we going to do? How many followers do you have at the moment? Or just the people in the room? Just the people in the room. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I don't know how many followers I have. I say the truth and leave them to God. You know, it is the truth that they should hear, every man and woman and child on this earth have to hear this word and this revelation at least once. You're getting to have a conversation, okay? So, we can see that I'm not going back to the result. You know, God gave me this knowledge and revelation, the truth, and now I'm trying to unify the Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, Christian, Muslim, and Baha'is, and everybody else together. You can count me in. All right, Ibrizo, we got one extra person coming to the mission. Welcome, Ibrizo, to the mission of Maitreya, and being with us. We love to have you, and also everybody else coming in. You are all welcome. Of course, you are all in. There is no one in the earth which is not in. This is the last revelation of God, and have come to humanity. And anybody who thinks they are not in this teaching and revelation is just like believing that they are not a part of God. It's impossible. How can you not to be a part of God? God is everything. So, if you believe that you are not a part of the mission of Maitreya, you are in a delusion. Of course, the next step, if you believe that you are a part of the mission of Maitreya, it's up to you if you want to be even in a greater degree involve yourself to the mission, become a, you know, contact person, you become a person that you want career comes of life, come to the, you know, have a coaching and join here and all that. So it is the next step is the dedication to spreading these words to everybody on earth and helping humanity heal themselves. That's why we are here. We are here to heal humanity. Humanity is sick. The body is sick. We are here to tell humanity, you don't have to. If you bring God to your life, you still can have wife, husband, child, pets, cars, homes, anything you want. But realizing it's a part of God. Realizing that you have to at least share a little bit of your blessing and sacrifice a little bit so you bring a greater degree. And also we teach reach to a space. If humanity reach to a space, there are infinite resources is in a space. They don't have to fight with each other with little oil or resources here and there on earth. There are resources all over the universe. And they can have all high level of a standard of living without being so destructive to each other. What are the main rules for the Maitreya religion? The main rule is the eternal divine path. That is explained, I don't know if you know about it or not. It is a five-step path. Awakening of spiritual forces, which covers Hinduism, Buddhism, and all the mystical paths, and make you to realize that your essence and God's essence are one, and therefore, as you just explained, you see God is everything. And the second step is to create a community of light. I mean, what do you have to give up? Simple activities. Okay, you don't have to give up. You have to reach a point that you don't have any desire left to do those simple activities. You know? Giving up means putting force, doing something that you want to do, but you don't do it because you're afraid to do it. That is the old way of doing it. That's not, that is the way they did it in the time of the Kali, at the Dark Age. You have to follow these rules. If you don't follow, you go to hell. Well, you go to hell, but your hell is right here and now, in this moment. If you do simple things, your mind is not going to be clear, you're not going to be completely flowing with the universe, you are not going to feel, you know, joy of God, you are going to be miserable, and you are in hell. That is what the hell is. There is not a place up there somewhere, you know, it's heated, and they put you there, and you burn down up. It's here and now. So the if you want to say something, you can raise your hand and come up and ask questions or anything you want, or you can type in text. So so the idea is you bring God so much in your life that you don't have any room left for simple things. Okay, go crazy. You just came in the room. I don't know if you know about their teaching or not, but I'll let you go ahead and tell us what's in your mind. Go ahead. Sit. Okay. We thought so too. That, you would do something like that? You think it's cool, or is something that people would enjoy, but that is absolutely a sign of immaturity. A mature person never do that, and that means that you have really many lifetimes to meditate crazy to reach a point and realize that you should be respectful. And in a greater degree, not being so immature. It wasn't cool at all, if you think so. If it's not, that is a very immature way of being. If you want to really be happy, find God within yourself, meditate, and realize that if you are respectful to people, you will have a much better life and happiness than you're experiencing at this moment. So we can see that we have to teach people like that. We have to make them mature. We have to make these people realize that what they do affect them, affect other people. Probably this person has learned this from another person. Another person said, if you do this, it's cool. It's a good thing to do. Okay? And that's why he doesn't even realize what he's doing is not good. Because he thought not to be, you know, mature, not to be good, not to be respectful to other people and learn instead of, you know, doing what he just did. This is the teaching that we have to teach the whole humanity. That is our responsibility, to bring our children up respectful, good, you know, productive, godly, and learn to respect one another, and therefore they become much happier people because they bring greater degree of happiness to other people. And so we can see that our teaching is really help humanity heal themselves. This is a sickness. It is a sick behavior that the person who has done it have no idea. Very nice room. Still, I'm Krishna devotee though. sure, well, Krishna was an avatar, a great teacher, who came to this world for a reason. Now, you're not going to get my crazy after you did that. You know that. You know, so you can probably put your hand down, and if you keep your hand up, we have no choice to punch you if you do not follow. Thank you. Okay, so if you want to stay in this room, you know, you can keep your feet down. But Krishna was teaching the first step, avenue of spiritual forces, and they also prophesied of coming of this revelation and teaching, and that is, of course, the Kalki avatar. The Kalki avatar is the awakening, awaiting Messiah or the teacher in the Hindu religion, and that is also fulfilled. The Kali Yoga was finished in 1900, and this is, again, even Hindus are waiting for coming of this revelation. And if you are the follower of Krishna, you have to realize that Krishna's dispensation and all the other religions are finished. This is the last one. If you want to be in a correct bandwagon and correct revelation, shall come from the sky and kill the sinful people. Well, that is also a lot of people believe, like Christians, and that Christ is going to come from the sky and he's going to say, kingdom come, and it's going to come tomorrow. That is not going to happen. It didn't happen in the past. History, we never saw, have seen something like that happen. And in about 220,000 years, Krishna says, but he can change mind if he wants. That is good. That is another thing that you can see in many religions. For instance, Buddhists, some people in Buddhism believe that, you know, Maitreya is going to come in 2,500 years after Buddha. Some people believe 5,000, some people 7,000, some people 30,000, some people say, no, it's around 750,000 years. So these are man-made. They all come, you know, from, you know, what people think it should be. Again, we were talking about it. It's opinion. It's ideas. It is something they think, okay, should happen, and they have talked about it, and somebody has, you know, stretched their imagination and add a couple of years here and a couple of years there, and after a while it became something is not the Word of God. The Word of God clearly says, after the seventh angel come, after the revelation of the seven seals, the kingdom of God will come to earth. So, the only place in the scripture, the Word of God, that has been on earth and followed by millions of people is in the Old Testament, I mean, in the New Testament, in the Revelation, that clearly says how things are going to happen. There's nothing about somebody's going to come from the sky and cut into the clouds, and his followers going to go up there with him, and everybody else is going to be down here, and eventually, you know, they're going to be in the kingdom and not anybody else. It has never happened in the history. It is not a scriptural. It is not the Word of God. It is man-made. It's dogma. It is different religion believing in something. This is not God's Word. God's Word clearly says that the seventh angel brings the truth and reveals the whole reality to humanity. But, of course, we said humans don't want to listen because they didn't want to listen to God in the beginning. In the Garden of Eden, they didn't listen. Krishna came, they didn't listen. Buddha came, they didn't listen. No, they changed his words. They said, Buddha said, there is no God. He never said that. He said, just forget about these little gods that Hinduism is teaching you and taking you away from the essence of yourself. So, those times are based on human understanding, and if you want to see exactly what God wants it to be done, go to the New Testament and read Revelation. It clearly says how it's going to happen. Actually, it clearly says that if God didn't intervene, even the Son of God would have been destroyed, and his teaching would be destroyed, but because God intervened, my father always said, God is everywhere. Is this true? Not only he is correct, God rules, but God also is everything. If I'm a Buddhist, is it bad to believe in God? Actually, we're just talking about even in Buddhism, there are branches in Buddhism that they believe in God. And that is not the truth. Go ahead, God rules. Yeah, not only he is everywhere, he is everything. There is nothing in this universe which is not God. Okay, just imagine God wants to create this universe. Where is there beside God when he decided to create the universe? There's nothing else, everything is there. He has the only material he has is himself. He can go to the 7-Eleven or a store in a couple of blocks from here and buy the material and make the things he wanted to make. So he had to use his own body, his own consciousness, and the three creative forces and create the whole universe. There is nothing there that is not God. But of course it's in different level of consciousness. That is why they seem to us so diverse. But in essence, there are only four elements in the whole universe, and it's been created from. Go ahead. God rulers, whatever.
Do you believe in Buddha?
Well, we believe Buddha was a prophet from God, a Messiah. He came to purify the Hindu religion, and because Hindus, they believe in so many gods, and Brahmins had become so powerful that the Hinduism became a burden on people instead of becoming a joy. And therefore he came and he brought the purification to Hinduism, and eventually it became a religion by itself because Hindus didn't want to give up their gods, so Buddhism became a religion by itself. Buddha is God, but Buddhists don't believe in God. Is God clever or what? That's a good one. Buddha is God, but God doesn't exist, so that's a very good one, Govinda. Yes, if there is no God, how can Buddha be God? Of course, all the messiahs are the spirits of God on earth, so what they believe has some truth in it, but of course, God is the Spirit. Go ahead, God rules.
I just want to say thank you for your time. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome, God rules. That is so nice, you know, having such a mature and nice person come to our room and be so wonderful. And it really makes up for the other people who come here and they are not very mature and act very immaturely. That is great, God rules. Go to our website, I hope, and read about our teaching and realize, and all of you, if you are Buddhist, if you are Hindus, if you are Christian, Jews, whatever, this is the newest revelation of God, and it makes sense, and it purifies you, and it heals you, and it brings unity and understanding to you. It makes your life, you know, more flowing and seeing, you know, you really don't have to change too much. You know, of course, unless you really want to, and to come here and completely purify yourself and dedicate yourself to God, but really if you can see everything is God, then you can live the life you are doing, but bring God in every level in your life, and see God in every person around you and in your life, and help them to go to God while you are going to God yourself. But if they became obstacle in your way, of course, you should go to God instead of letting them become an obstacle in the path. So there is no longer a Buddhist, a Hindu, or a Christian, or Jews, or Muslim, or Baha'is, but divines. We are the follower of the eternal divine path. And when you follow eternal divine path, you become a divine, and that's the goal. The goal of the life is to become a divine, or follow the eternal divine path. So the goal of the life is to become divine. And that's what our followers are called. They are divine. Thank you for talking. Very informative. Bye. All right, Govinda. I hope you go and realize that teaching. And that is the truth of the matter, that this revelation really brings the last religion to humanity. And no longer those who have other religion will be able to follow it.
Okay.
As other religion came and took over a part of the earth, this time it has come for every man, woman, and child to recognize and realize this and overcome being separated from each other and see God is everything and everywhere and therefore come together and become one. But of course, as it's talking about, not everybody will. God, humans' ego is very strong and powerful, and they like their opinions and ideas, and they don't want to listen to God, and therefore we will see, you know, that those who have been progressing for the last 12,000 years will be called, and they will come forward. But there are those who are attached to their religion and past, and their little narrow thing on this earth will not progress. So they will hang into it, you know. So we have a very interesting task in our hands to make humans see this truth clearly and make them see God's plan, and they should realize that their religion, no matter how wonderful it is, how beautiful words it has brought to them, or how much joy it created, and no matter how long in history it's been on earth, now is the time to put the old religion away and come to a new wine in a new skin. And that is the teaching of the mission, and our revelation is the new wine. You cannot put it in the old skin. You cannot say our teaching is Buddhist teaching. You cannot say it's a Hindu teaching, or Judaism, or Christianity, or Muslim, or Baha'i. It is all of them, but beyond. And of course, it's based on the scriptures, and the word of God, and prophecies, and fulfillment of all of them will make every person obligated to go to study, realize God. And those who won't do it, of course, you cannot help them at all. If you can't, don't want to listen to God, even God cannot help you. Well, he didn't help Adam and Eve. He could have said, okay, I can help you. You want to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and I'll help you, that you won't. But he didn't say that. What did he do with them? He threw them out of the Garden of Eden to a place that they have to till the ground and have, you know, completely lose the grace of God. So you can see, if you don't want a lesson, even God cannot help you. It's as simple as that. So really, the first step is going to be taken by you. You say, no, I want to empty my cup. I want to say, my cup is empty. I'm like a sponge. I love this teaching. This makes sense. It is based on the word of God and fulfillment of the prophecies. I better just give up my own little understanding and understand God. Go ahead, Bajur. Okay, did you want to say something, Bajur? You have your hand up. Okay. Can you guys hear me? No, we did not hear. I did not hear you. I don't know if anybody else did. I did not hear you, Gajul. Go ahead and try again. No, we did not hear you, but... Okay. Yeah, we could hear you before when you talked before. If you did something to your computer, change it, or you might have to go out and come back. We did not hear what you said, God rules. If somebody else heard it, you can tell me what you said. Did anybody hear what you said? Okay, yeah, I could hear something. It had a lot of background, but go ahead and try again. No, nothing comes over. It is all background noise, God's rule. That's what I have here. Lots of background noise, no sounds. We could not hear you. Okay, someone says, sound like, are you from outer space? Are you a space brothers? That would be good. I want to know. Okay, we are all welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We again here discussing the revelation of God, the last revelation, come to humanity. It explains how all religions of the world are from one God, one for one humanity, and how he has prophesied that he will send seven religions. And now he has sent the last revelation and explains how these seven religions together reveal a path, which is God's eternal divine path, which is the fastest path to God, and also it will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And now we are here to convey this message to all of you, and we ask you to go and understand the teaching, and in our website and on our teachings, actually you are obligated and you are called to come and at least give this chance to read and realize what the teaching is. But you have to empty your heart. You have to say, I really want to know God. I want to love God with all my heart, mind, and spirit. I hope you have a good question for us. Go ahead, I want to know. I didn't understand the last part. I want to use myself. If anybody got that, I want to know, wants to know. And also, how old are you? I want to know. Oh, okay. Alright. Go ahead, God rules. Okay, I guess God rules that still had problem. No, I want to know. It's not a place you can play music. We are glad that you introduce yourself. But if you want to know God, we can help you out. Otherwise, this is the room to listen to the teaching. And of course, I don't know. It sounds like they don't read the description of the room before they come in, and Also, he sounded like a little child or a young person that came to this room. But that's what's expected. We knew it's going to happen if we reopen the room with no red dot as we used to, and this will happen probably more often than we would like. But that's okay. It's a part of the things we will have in this room. We have 10 more minutes together. So answer to the original question again is that there are people that are never going to listen. They're never going to completely empty their cup and say, yeah, I want to be with God. And they are attached to many things. And in their life, they will not let go of. And they are afraid to do that, because really, when you want to know God, you have to go to the limb. You have to say, yes, I'm going to drop everything and go for it. That's what I did. I dropped everything and I started the mission with 10 cents in my pocket, with immigration after me, that why aren't you finishing your education? But God was telling me, you have to start this mission. With 10 cents and not the permission to stay in a country that it's supposed to come to, I start this mission. And of course, we are here now. We have a mission that is becoming stronger every day, and it will eventually manifest because it's God's will. Mm-hmm. It is God's will. I said many times, if it is not God's will, I'm the first person to admit it and get out of it. But it is God's will, and it is based on His words and His scriptures and prophecies, and it makes sense. That's one of the things about the mission of Maitreya, is it just makes sense. And that is why I was looking for a religion that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, I don't want it. Many religion I study or was in didn't make sense. I had to believe in something that was not logical. But this is logical. Actually, if the religion is emotional, it has lost it. If some people believe in a religion that it plays on their emotions, then that religion is an emotional religion. That religion does not have the original truth. And that's a good, actually, way to look at which religion is correct and which religion is not correct and full of dogmas. If it's emotional, if people are, get very angry if you don't believe exactly as they do, or even criticize them or tell them, you know, what they have is not completely from God, if they get emotional, well, that religion is not quite from God, because God is not emotional, God is logical. Therefore, we have to see this truth that God has revealed to us through all these scriptures, and see how He has been struggling with man, and how man is struggling with God. You know, God wants them to go back to Godhead, that they want to keep their opinions and ideas and fight back and not go to God. So, let us all become sponges and soak this teaching, and also find those people who are listening. If they don't listen, just try a little bit. If they still don't want to listen, just leave them to God and go to the next person. And eventually we should have 144,000 sponges on earth that teaching makes sense to them. I've realize in the years, if people are ready for it, they just pick it just like this. Doesn't make sense to them. If they're struggling, if they're holding back, if they're not completely, you know, going for it, it just doesn't give any fruit. You know, they're going to be taken away. If they're fighting, you know, against this teaching, they're going to fall away. If they're not completely, you know, understand and love it, you know, when they hear it, they're not going to be able to really continue with it. that's what happened, you know, to, you know, myself. I just loved it. You know, when the revelation came, I said, yeah, that makes sense. How can be there is one God and there's so many religion? From a person that didn't believe in God when I became a teenager, because the religion they gave me didn't make sense. But when this revelation came, it just makes sense, and it does make sense, and it's a revelation that unifies all religions of the world, and it gives us the fastest path to God. Some people say, you can't unify religions of the world, it's impossible. It is possible. Well, if God is a might, how come he can, he said he's gonna do things and he has done it? Mr. Kerr, I gather that probably you are an atheist, and I believe even atheists can benefit from this revelation and our teachings, because atheists don't believe in God because they say there is no proof of it. And if you go and you don't have to be mean and use foul words to get your words or your message across, you can be nice, at the same time discuss something with other people and, you know, be able to talk about it. But when you start talking like you are a fool, you don't, that's again emotional. That is not a way to, you know, discuss things calmly, collectively, and you don't have the truth. Again, then people become emotional, that means they really don't believe in what they have been taught, and therefore they just get emotional about things. Why emotional? Okay, you don't believe in God, and you say God is a might? Okay, why? I can prove it to you, and God is not a might. God promised Abraham and Abram that there's going to be two prophets coming from them, and it happened. God promised many things that you can read in Zohar, and it happened. If you go and read our teaching and understand that God says he's going to do things and he does them and fulfill them, don't you, if you're a logical person, don't you think God exists? If you even look at the evolution, if you believe the evolution is by chance, or there's a logic behind it, if there's a logic behind it, there's more probable than everything happened by chance. The way it happened, it's impossible that evolution is by chance. If you're logical, you say, yes, it's impossible. Evolution has to have a director. Okay? So we all have to recognize and realize these wonderful things, and see at the same time that the world is full of dogmas, emotional people, and not very logical, but God said his kingdom will come, and that's our salvation. That is what we have to hold into very fast, and know that God eventually will bring his kingdom on earth, and he will. If God exists, how come he does not believe in God? Well, that's a good story. That's a good question, actually. I like the story about the Hindus say that only God knows where he came from. Or maybe he even doesn't know it himself. Or if you go that far, you say, can say, well, maybe God even believed there is another God for a while on the universe. And eventually realize, no, he is the only God. So these are our intellectual discussion. These are something intellect and brain and mind wants to decipher. Just like, prove to me God exists, or explain God. These are all the questions from human mind, human intellect. That's why we said many times, God is not explainable. God is experience. We recommend to you GPS, just start meditating. Okay? Just meditate and go deeper to yourself. And eventually experience the essence in you, which is same as God, and then you don't have these questions anymore. Okay, why do we insist on giving God human attributes? Exactly. That is human mind. I see that's what you were talking about. Human mind like to, love their own ideas and opinions, and they do not want to go or believe in something that is beyond their own understanding and intellect. And God is beyond understanding and intellect of human. And that is why they come up with this idea. That is what that little book is in the Revelation. It sounds good, it tastes good, but when it goes to your stomach, it is bitter and life becomes miserable because your intellect has ability to reach to a point. After that point, there is nothing that you can recognize. You want to visit God too. Okay. That is again an opinion, you can keep your opinion, but if you really want to know, that is not true. Human didn't create God, God created human. That is actually reverse of the truth. We cannot understand God, why experience the force that God has flowed through us? We cannot understand God, only exactly. It's something that, when we experience it, and many people have experienced it all through history, people who have come to us and say, yes, God exists, infinity exists, eternity exists. How do you explain eternity? Okay, let me see. We have a universe since they have predicted 16 billion years old. What is beyond that? Okay, go 16 billion light years, and go to the end of the universe. What is after that? Okay? Whatever it is, so it's infinite. What is infinity? You cannot explain the infinity. Your mind is impossible for the mind to explain the infinity or eternity. You can prove God created men, but I can prove men created God. Well, yes, many men have created God. They have created religion. We agree with you. Many religions are created by mind of man, and that's what we're discussing for last hour and a half here. That yes, man creates things and they love their own ideas. Okay? But that doesn't make the real God unexistent. There is a God also said that he's going to create history, and he did, and therefore he exists. Go read our teaching, understand it, and then come. We can discuss it in a deeper level, but our teaching will help you to understand God truly exists, because he said he's going to do things, and he did it. I have a question. Where are all the Catholics? Cats at. Well, answer my question. Okay, well, Kine, you have probably go to find a room that is designed for Catholics, and probably we recommend you to tell them that there is a new revelation, and they all should come to this room and recognize and realize that God has sent Catholicism, Catholics or Catholic religion as a part of a greater truth, and their salvation depends on understanding this teaching. Alright, I guess our time is up. We have been here for more than an hour and a half together. I don't see any pressing questions here. The only question probably was that God doesn't exist, and that it answered that. Go and read our teaching. See that God said he's gonna do. You cannot explain God. You cannot explain infinity. You cannot explain eternity. They are all experienced, and when you experience it, you know that they are truth. But intellectually, if God said he's going to do these things and he has done them, therefore he does exist, intellectually you can conclude that way. But if you really want to know God exists and God is, that is an experience that you can obtain through meditation, purification, and realization. Okay, I leave all of you to God again for a week. You be all well and godly and meditate on these words. We will not have these things put on the Paltak anymore. Therefore, you have to listen to them now from now on and learn them here and now. You can't explain God just because God does nothing. Okay, well, I'm not going to fight with you, GS. If you believe that, keep your belief and live well. But that is not the truth. If you want to know God exists, go ahead and read our teaching. Tina, if you want to know about Catholics, okay, I'll give you a chance to see what you have to say. Go ahead, Tina.